This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's called An Introduction to the Preservation of the Sharia. The word Sharia is it's like a hot button topic these days. It's something that if you listen to the radio, news, talk shows, whatever, you'll hear this word repeated over and over, the word Sharia. As a matter of fact, there are, up until today, approximately 20 states out of the 50 states that we live in that have proposed to adopt legislation that would prohibit the practice of Sharia as they understand it. And they claim that there are extremists here in the United States of America that are trying to turn the United States into an Islamic state. And many of us come from the East Coast, whether it's Philadelphia or Newark or New York, and we live in our own bubbles and we're comfortable being Muslims in those areas because we see people who look like Muslims just about everywhere we go. It's easy for us to find halal food. People don't look at you strange because you're dressed funny, if you will. And a lot of times we become oblivious to what's really going on because we get entrapped in a bubble. And we believe that that's where we live, that's what Islam in America is, our reality. But Islam just went on trial in the United States of America, for those of you who don't know. The congressional hearings that they had about Islam should have been enough to be a wake-up call for all of us to recognize that many people in this country view Islam as a threat. They don't view it as a peaceful way of life that gets one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that should serve as a wake-up call. And in fact, one of the candidates running for president right now, he said, and I quote, or he wants to pass a federal law that says that Sharia cannot be recognized by any court in the United States of America. And if I said his name, you would know who he was. In Tennessee, they are attempting to pass a law that would make it punishable to practice the Sharia by up to 15 years in prison. Now, we'll get to, inshallah ta'ala, what Sharia is, because, I mean, as we know, making wudu is Sharia. So if you're caught making wudu in a public place, would that be punishable for up to 15 years? These type of implications are very grave indeed, and it's something that we need to pay attention to. But the issue is that out of those people who say that they don't want Sharia law in the United States of America, if you ask them what Sharia is, automatically they'll start talking about the penal system of Islam. So they'll speak about how people are beheaded, and that's barbaric. And that if someone steals an apple, he's going to get his hand chopped off. Or whatever else they come up with, and that this is the Sharia. And that's all they know. And that is their concept, and that is what they push throughout the media. They push that, even through cartoons, Aladdin and the likes. As Muslims here in America, surrounded by our people, who happen to be the American people who are not Muslims for the majority, or the majority of them, it's very important for us as Muslims practicing Islam to be able to engage our non-Muslim relatives, neighbors, and so on in a meaningful discussion if, in fact, the opportunity arises. If you had a coworker and he came up to you and he said to you, you're a Muslim, right? What's the answer? Yes. What is Sharia? So I heard them talking on the news about Sharia. What is Sharia? What's your answer? Anybody have an answer? Allah's legislation. They're going to go right away and they're going to start thinking about people's heads being chopped off because that's what they think Allah's legislation is. So it's important for us to be able to discuss intelligently what Sharia is. We need to be able to defend our deen. And we need to be able also to clarify the mahasin, or the beautiful aspects of this deen, to those who ask us these type of questions or when the opportunity arises. But before going into and discussing the Sharia, what is it? Whether we talk about a linguistic definition or the definition that has been assigned to it by many of the scholars. And before we go into the scope of what it encompasses,